The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Lani Ka'a'a. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God lead a man to the top of his profession, all the while keeping his marriage and family together? This is the story of Dan Ihara, a story of perseverance, courage, relationships, prompt decision-making, and imagination, all by the grace of God. We pause here, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program. Dear friend, it's to lead you closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know, to be reminded of, that Jesus, with Jesus, in Christ, there is always hope. No matter what you're facing, however tough things might seem to be at this very moment, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Dan Ihara, is reaching out to you, and it is our prayer that you would turn and open your heart to Christ. And of course, if you already know the Lord, we pray that this will be an encouragement to you. We believe it will. Dan Ihara is the team leader for the Ihara team with Keller Williams, Honolulu. For the last 17 years, he created and built the complete solution for real estate. Dan joined Keller Williams as an investor owner at Keller Williams Honolulu in 2013, where his business grew from $28 million to $84 million in 4 years. He has repeatedly been listed in the top 100 realtors in Hawaii out of over 7,000 and has been in the Hall of Fame since 2017. In 2021, they closed $97 million in transactions. Dan is married to Julie, who is lead associate with the Ihara team. This is a pre-recorded interview. Lani and I were with Dan in this very, very dynamic time. And we want you to open your heart to what the Lord has to say to you in this moment. Lani and I will be back in a few moments with some comments, but here is Dan Ihara. Where did you grow up?
You know, I was born here in Honolulu. My father was a colonel in the Army, so I was born at Tripler. I left when I was five. I caught that Lurline, you know, the cruise liner from Honolulu to Long Beach. Anyways, because we're in the military, my father was stationed at Kansas City, Kansas, Washington, D.C., Fort Ord, California, and Seoul, Korea. And I came back when I was 15. So I spent 10, 11 years of my life traveling as a military brat. Yeah. And it was a difficult time, though, because imagine in the 70s, I was in places in the country that nobody looked like me, mm-hmm. right? I was the only Asian. And this is after Pearl Harbor, right? And so there was a lot of racial hate out there at that time. And it was tough. And then, you know, my father being a colonel in the Army, he buzz-chafed my head. And we're in the 70s where all these kids got long blonde hair, and I'm the guy that just doesn't, I stand out, right? So my brother and I, we had a rough time. I was constantly told that I had to get thick skin because life's not fair. Mm-hmm. And there's good and bad with that. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, good and bad with that.
So this is 15 years growing up traveling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Different parts of the country,
yeah, yeah.
Other parts of the world.
Yeah.
You mentioned your father, the colonel.
Yeah.
When I asked the question about influence, who influenced Danny Hara in his most, who influenced you most in your growing up years, who would it be?
Yeah, I believe it's both my parents, my mom and my dad. You know, my dad, I think he was one of the first Asian full colonels in the United States Army. This is back in the 70s, right? So he really climbed the ranks, fought opposition, worked hard. But what was really cool about my growing up was they were big on education. So I was really blessed that not many people can say that I saw 40 of the 50 states by the time I was 14. I saw almost every national monument in our country because every break that we had, they load all six of us, you know, our family, all six of us in a station wagon. And my brother and I were blessed to see the country as it passed us because we were in the back seats facing backwards, right?
Right.
So we never saw the country coming at us, but we saw it as it passed us.
That station wagon.
Yeah, yes. Right. Right. The bucket seat that goes back and all you see is the thing that you pass. And in those days, we didn't really know the goodness in it. You know, you didn't understand the blessing in it because of all the challenges that we were faced with. But as an adult, I look back and think, wow, what an amazing blessing to have that opportunity to see so much of the world. And it kind of shapes us, right? It kind of shapes us in who we are and the ability to be inclusive and not divisive. That really kind of sticks with you. My dad, you know, he was a very principled person and he made me who I am. I remember there's a story, I'll tell you that, so much so that I used to, on Sundays, I'd go ride my bike down to the 7-Eleven to get a newspaper, and that was my thing, right? I was proud that I could go, gave me a quarter, and I'd put it in the machine, and I'd get them and ride back. Well, one day, I would always pass by the telephone booth, and then I think, wow, there's a quarter in here. So I grabbed it, I took it home, I was so proud, right? I told my dad, Dad, look, I found a quarter. He said, where'd you find that? He said, in the telephone booth. He said, go put it back. I go, what do you mean put it back? It's mine. He said, is it yours? Somebody left it there. You go put it back. And I was crushed as a kid. You know, I was so happy, and then I just got crushed. And then I, as an adult, I realized those are life-shaping moments, you know, that you carry forever, that don't take what's not yours. Be respectful. Honor those around you. Honor your parents, and it was a very interesting time back then.
How did you become a Christian?
My wife, actually. So I grew up in a family that, you know, we went to church, and I knew God. Well, I thought I did. I didn't have a relationship though. I just knew of Him, and I thought, you know, hey, I'm a decent person. I don't kill people or hurt anybody. And I felt as though I was a Christian, although I didn't understand that there's this thing called a relationship with Him. And so I met this beautiful young lady and started dating. And her friend, which is our friend, also invited into church, and we started going, and then started getting into small groups and, you know, like-minded people our age. We were in the 20s, right? I just felt as though, yeah, this is kind of who I am type of thing. But I still didn't have a relationship. And I can't tell you the moment that it was, but it was probably even after we got married. So we've been married 32 years now. And there was a moment that, many moments actually, that God spoke to me, and it was interesting. I didn't quite understand it, right? It's foreign, right? It's totally foreign for a new person. So I maybe discounted it to a point until I got, we had children and we started going to church, and I could just, you know, worship time. It was my time to be with him, right? So, you know, close my eyes. I'm a crybaby, right? So I cry all the time, right? And he speaks to me in those moments. And the greatest times that I have clarity is when I'm quiet, right? When I'm still. And I'd say all the times they were early in the morning. And there were a few times during the day, but most of the time it's always in the morning. But it was really interesting, segueing into what had changed my world dramatically was I surf a lot, as you know, and I work hard, and I was in real estate at the time, and I was doing well, and maybe a bit cocky at that point. And I go to this little island called Namotu. It's in Fiji. You walk around it in 15 minutes. Like, the highest elevation is the coconut tree. And I would wake up early, and my friends, they weren't believers, so I feel weird, right, you know, reading in front of them. So I get up early in the dark. I put my fishing headlight on my head, and I'd go into a hammock that sits out towards the ocean, and I watch the sunrise. And I would read and pray, and God spoke to me one day. He said, I need you to be uncomfortable. And it was really clear. I go, what do you mean? I don't want to be uncomfortable. Well, I don't need to be uncomfortable. I'm not going to be uncomfortable. And I just kind of fought it, right? Mm-hmm. That day, I paddle out to Cloud Break, which is a world-class surf spot in Fiji. It's 2.5 miles away from land. They hold world contests there. And I take off on my very first wave, and I wipe out, and I slice my hand open. But what's interesting, I slice it open, we're in a place that I'll see it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It's on my hand. And when it happened, Danny, I was so mad at God. I was furious. It's like, why did you let that happen? This is my time. I work hard. I take care of my family. I take care of my business. This is my time. And he said, I need you to be uncomfortable. And it's like, no, I don't. And so I got back to the island, and I super glued my cut so it was burned like heck. And I surfed the rest of the week. And I come home, and my friend says, hey, Dan, we ought to start a real estate company. And he goes, the first thing out of my mouth was, no, that's okay. I'm comfortable. The moment I said that, God said, did you not hear me? And I said, no, I didn't hear you. I kind of tried to discount it again, you know, just like I didn't want to listen. And then over time, I was deep in the Word, and I was reading a lot, and I was in the morning on my dining room table, and he made it real clear.
Lonnie, we listen to Danny Hara, and we hear about God's timing, God's purpose, God's intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Well, just how the way that God gets our attention. You know, I love hearing how Dan shared about his time and his selfishness. I think that so resonates, at least it does with me. And he grabs our attention in ways that we don't really understand until, you know, after the fact, we're looking back and we're saying, oh, yeah, that was God. But, you know, he loves us enough that in the midst of our selfishness, our self preservation, if you will, he's going to get our attention.
You're listening to Dan Ihara. Dan is the team leader for the Ihara team with Keller Williams Honolulu. You can find out more about Dan and Team Ihara, the Ihara team, iharateamhawaii.kw.com. When we come back, we'll hear more from Dan sharing about God's working in and through him creative ideas in rapid succession. Action taken by Dan and his wife Julie and their team, and the impact on thousands of families in Hawaii and beyond. We're blessed to hear someone so articulate who has lived and knows what it's like to be all over the United States, but is now in Hawaii. Ihara Team, hawaii.kw.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly
beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Hey. Danny Hara is our guest today. What a blessing it is. This is a pre-recorded program that Lani Ka'a and I shared with Dan as he shared his story with us, a story of imagination, creativity, a story of faith and action. Dan Ihara, iharateamhawaii.kw.com. Maybe you're tuning in right now or caught the tail end of our last segment. Look, you can get this program in its entirety. It's a gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, free podcast. Go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Now, we come back to our time with Dan as he was explaining a cut on a surfing trip and how doors opened for him to start his own company. Here's more with Dan Ihara. Lani and I will be back in a few minutes with some comments.
The moment I said that, God said, did you not hear me? And I said, no, I didn't hear you. I kind of tried to discount it again, you know, just like I didn't want to listen. And then over time, I was deep in the Word and I was reading a lot. And I was in the morning on my dining room table and he made it real clear. You need to be uncomfortable. And so I didn't know what that meant. And then finally, my friend said, let's go start a company. So we were starting, building this company, which really made me uncomfortable because I was comfortable where I was. And we started building it, and it felt weird, right? It just felt a little weird. So the next year, I go back. Okay, 12 months later, wind forward. I go back to the island. But before that, so after the first time I cut my hand, we start building the company. I tell the guy I'm with that I'm going to leave and I'm going to start my own company. But it'll be a couple of years down the road. But I just want to be transparent. You know, I took this guy skiing and went to Korea. Our families knew each other. I thought we were friends. And basically, he fired me that day. And
then it got really uncomfortable.
It got really uncomfortable. But here's a really wild thing. The day I signed my license that day, the date was 12/12/12. And I didn't realize how important that number is in the Bible. You know, the 12 tribes, the 12 jewels, the 12 gates, 12 apostles. And until a friend of mine said, do you know how there's something here? I go, yeah, I guess so. I didn't know what it was. I was just uncomfortable. I went to another company temporarily as we started building the company. And then 12 months later, I go back to the same island and I did the same thing. I wake up in the morning, read my Bible, put my headset on, and God said to me, I have something for you that's greater than you can imagine. And it was so clear, Danny. It was frightening. It was really frightening. I said, why are you doing this? Like, what does this mean? What if I can't handle it? Like, why? Why are you doing this? And I just didn't understand it. So I walk back around the island. I take my laptop out and I get an email from Gary Keller's secretary. And this is the guy that owns the largest real estate company in the world. He says, hey, Gary wants to talk to you. And I wasn't with the company yet. And I just was in tears. I was bawling. It's like, really? okay, like, what is going on here? Right? And so I'm trying to be obedient. We move into the company, and I get back from the trip, and we get on a call with this guy, Gary Keller, and he says, he just kept asking me questions, very curious. He goes, you know, Dan, you have something very unique, the way you serve your community, and you should share this. I mean, this is a scalable model. He kept saying that. This is very scalable. And I didn't know what he meant, right? So we get to Austin, Texas. Never been to Austin, Texas at that time. This is 2013. And my wife and I go to this convention, and we don't know what it is. Mega Campus. I don't know what Mega Campus, National Convention. Gary said he wanted to talk to me, so I think, okay. And we walk through the curtains, and the curtain's probably about 5 stories high. And we walk through the curtains, and we look around, and I stop, and I look, and my wife's looking at me. You're going to talk on that stage up there. I go, what stage? I can't even see it. This is a room, Danny, of 10,000 people. 10,000 people. And all I could see is those big football TV screens. There's 9 of them to get to the front. And she says, you're going to talk on that stage. And my body starts shivering. It's like, holy smoke, God, it's just, you're, this is what you mean. This is more than I could imagine. Like, I could never have imagined being able to share in front of an audience of such. And it blew me away. Well, I was really nervous, and I had spent probably 2 weeks planning this presentation. And I had about two dozen slides in my slide deck. And he introduced me on stage, and you know, and you get into a room that big, you can only see the first like 10 rows because the lights are so strong, right? And I started explaining to my business to him, and he says, you know, this is very, very duplicatable, Dan. You might be able to scale this. And he's not clicking it. He's not clicking the power tick. I mean, he's just talking. It's like my friend. I never met this guy in person before. I talked to him once on the phone. I know who he is. He's like the guru of real estate in the world. And I was so blown away. Talk about something beyond your wildest dreams, right? And what was really cool, and God really worked through, was at the end of it, says, he asked me, is there anything else you want to share? I said, yeah, I do. I said, we do this for a mission, and our mission is to honor God by serving others with the highest level of competency, care, and compassion, with uncompromising integrity. What was really cool is seeing almost 10,000 people stand up and give the Lord the applause. Mm-hmm. It wasn't me, it was him. And that was, I'm in the right place. Mm-hmm. People know me, they get me, they believe me, and they believe in what I believe in. Right, and it just felt so good. And go back to the moment on the island in the hammock, is when God said, "I have something for you that's greater than you can imagine." It showed up, and it continues to show up, and in massive ways, mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
I love what you're saying, but yet I want to pause in a couple of places, and I think some of the best. Moments are in those uncomfortable moments. The Lord works best on each of us, mm-hmm. because after all, when he gives us a purpose and a plan, mm-hmm. it's not just for others, it's to mm-hmm. help us as well. Mm-hmm. So in your most uncomfortable, I'm going to go back to those first most uncomfortable times. What were some of the things that you fought and wrestled with the Lord, and what did you learn?
I think what I fought was I didn't understand why he was doing this. Mm. I didn't understand. And the reason I say that is because his word was so clear. You know, in the past, you kind of hear it, but you kind of discount it. Maybe that's me thinking it. Mm. But this was not me thinking it, because I wouldn't think these things. And I wouldn't say those things. So I knew it was him, number one. But what I fought was, why? Like, why me? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you doing this? And been very blessed, very blessed with everything. Mm. Incredible. Mm. And I don't believe he's done yet. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm a work in progress, like everyone, right? And I know that he's got greater things for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's continuing to make me more uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. Just when you think you've got that purpose clinched and you're like, I got this, yeah. God, I'm yeah. there. This yeah. is what you said. He's like, oh, that was just a step.
Yeah, right? You're not done yet.
Yeah.
I think it takes courage. God is not done yet. God was not done yet with Dan Ihara. And dear friend, God is not done with you. Lonnie, when you think about God is not done, a thought.
Yeah. You know, you said it in the beginning of this segment, faith and action. You know, I think as I listen to him, I am inspired because we can have all the faith in the world. We can hear the Lord. We can know his vision. We can see his vision. But action, and the way Dan speaks about how, hey, you know what, so I just opened a company, and you know what, so I just got up on a stage of 10,000 people. That's not just an action. That's scary. You know, that's big deal for someone not really prepared and somebody who's really just walking by faith. But Dan shows us how action follows faith and how incredibly important it is that at every step of the way, God just increases our faith and calls us to greater action. And so it never ends. It's just an amazing, wonderful, purposeful life, faith and action.
Indeed, indeed. When we come back, you're going to hear more from this man of faith, faith in action, Dan Ihara. Dear friend, are things uncomfortable for you? Do you feel like God is giving you an opportunity and you feel apprehensive? You're uncertain. You're wondering where is this going to end up? How am I going to relate with these people? How am I going to come through in this particular situation? And yet you know that the opportunity before you could not have been other than God opening that door. Dan Ihara reminds us, step out in faith. Trust God. See what he will do. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, so Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And when you listen to Dan Ihara, you hear a man speaking about God, who is God is revealing things to him, speaking to him, opening doors. And then you think of Ephesians 3:20, my God is able to do exceeding abundantly, above and beyond all that I could ever ask or think. And here you have Dan sharing the marvelous things that God has done and continues to do as an encouragement to you, what God is able to do in your life. I'm here, Danny Yamashiro, with Lani Ka'a'a in this pre-recorded interview with Danny Hara. Continue to open your hearts, dear one, as the Lord speaks to you through this story, conversation of inspiration. Lani and I will be back in a few moments.
Just when you think you've got that purpose clinched and you're like, I got this, yeah. God, I'm yeah. there. This yeah. is what you said. He's like, oh, that was just a step.
Yeah, right? You're not done yet.
Yeah.
I think it takes courage to walk the walk of faith. Mm. To, well, one thing too, Lonnie, is that we're hearing, Dan, I've lost track of how many times you said you heard God, you're listening. Mm-hmm. He speaks to you in the quiet moment, mm-hmm. hearing God's voice. Now we can hear God's voice, mm-hmm. and the Lord could put an impression on our heart, but if we don't do anything about it, yeah. then yeah. Where does it go? Yeah. I mean, there's a scripture in the book of James, right? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead, mm-hmm. so faith without works is dead. So you're consistently being put or led by God into these uncomfortable places. Mm. In the meantime, certain aspects of leadership are developing in you. I mean, not everyone gets to speak personally with Gary Keller. Mm-hmm. And I suppose this may even be a kind of pattern in your life where others of influence and decision makers are around you. Now, having said that, Dan, how have you, in a moment of reflection, how have you developed as a leader? What lessons have God taught you as a leader through the years as you've been uncomfortable?
Good question. I think the first principle is no one succeeds alone. Mm-hmm. No one succeeds alone. Mm-hmm. And in my business, people actually do succeed alone. Right? In real estate,
they can,
yeah. Right? And many of them do. But it only takes you to a certain level, right? God had a bigger picture in building our team. And I struggled a lot, to be honest with you. I failed and failed and failed and failed multiple times every year for the last, I'd say, 15 years. The last couple years, though, has been kind of life-changing for me. Mm. The things that I learned, no one succeeds alone, and failing forward is good. Failure is something that's going to happen, right? We're no one's perfect. We're all sinners. We're all going to fail at some point. The question really lies is, what do you do with it, mm-hmm. right? Do you beat yourself up on it, or do you say, you know, I'm never going to do that again, and chalk that up as learning experience? And In our organizations, I encourage that. I said, if you're not failing, you're not growing. Mm-hmm. Because growth happens at the end of your comfort zone. And that happens typically when you're uncomfortable and oftentimes when you fail, right? Our biggest lessons of growth have been in failure. And I tell people that I meet, you know, I'm the biggest failure you're going to find. Because with that failure, we've closed a lot of gaps in our business so that it won't happen again. So embracing failure was a big, big thing for me. The other is people, right? Loving people. And that, you know, as a hard-driving, high-D kind of personality, there was a time in my life, most of my life, that, you know, I figured I can, there used to be a saying in my world prior to being a Christian is, if it is to be, it is up to me, mm-hmm. right? And now it's, if it is to be, it's up to him. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I'm just a steward of the businesses he's allowed me to create and be part of. And that's helped me as well. The other part that's helped us was, just accepting failure and creating a safe environment for people. Mm. See, because I was at a point where I was very principled, as my father raised me, right? There's good and bad with everything that I grew up with, right? the principled person says, I'm going to teach you why you did it wrong. Mm-hmm. And the focus is on the wrong versus the focus is on the right of what you learn. Mm-hmm. And that took me a while to accept, to illustrate, and to deliver to the people around me that, hey, yeah, that didn't turn out so well, so let's chalk that up for tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn together and move on and just to get tell me what you did right. Tell me what you did wrong. Okay, what are we going to do next so that doesn't happen again? How do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just move forward versus saying focus all on the negative, right? I think that's helped me the most because people used to be afraid of me around me. I got to be honest with you.
Mm.
People were really afraid because I made them feel bad when they made a mistake. And now it's a safer environment to make a mistake. And I'm still working on it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect. But, yeah, it's helped me the most.
Take us through the process. Let's say the formation, or some might say the transformation of Danny Hara walk on eggshells around him. Because if you mess up, you're going to get it. There's heat coming. And the Danny Hara that understands not just failure, but and not just embraces failure, but now is almost, maybe you are, courting failure for the sake of expansion and growth.
Mm-hmm.
And not just your failure, but to support, almost underwrite tuition, right?
Mm-hmm.
The failures of others so that growth may happen.
And I don't know how that switched, to be honest with you, other than I found myself being constantly criticized about how hard I was on something. And I realized, like, man, I'm tired of these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's all on me. I'm the guy that's creating it. So how do you not create it? Right? How do you put yourself in an environment? And really stemmed by humor and humility. I think those two things help me the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I talk about things that we do and the standards we have, I tell them why we do it, because it's because of I failed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm constantly sharing examples of my failure so that they see that failure is normal and say, we are who we are because of failure, and we grow through it. And it was, I don't know when it turned, but it became a point where I kept looking for things that went right as opposed to things that went wrong, right? And I'm not discounting the failure. I say identifying where failure showed up, find a solution to move on, and then focus most of our time on success.
I have a question. Maybe it's a little different angle, but same, because I am listening to you and I'm thinking of so many people, myself included. I hear this a lot from people of faith. You know, I want to be obedient to God. I want to be all he wants me to be, but I was just raised not that way.
Right.
I'm just who I am. What do you say to somebody like that?
We have a saying called point far. I'm going to give you some of our training. I'm a coach.
Okay.
So point far is what that happens is I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's called programming. Mm-hmm. So as human beings, we were raised, you're fat, you're skinny, you're smart, you're dumb, you're big, you're small. You know, all these things. And it's been programmed since we could hear and see. And it follows you through the rest of your life until you change that. So understanding that your programming leads to your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And your thoughts, right, lead to your feelings,
mm-hmm.
how you feel about something. And your feelings lead to your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And your actions lead to your results. So if you can change the programming, then you can change the way you think, you'll change the way you act, you'll change your results, and the results will change your programming again. So it's a positive circle versus a vicious circle, right? Give you an example is my programming earlier used to be, I don't like to read, I'm a slow reader, therefore I don't read.
Mm.
I've never been a fast reader. I still am a very slow reader. Partially dyslexic, self-diagnosed. Well, some of my friends tell me that it's not true.
Self and others diagnosed.
Yeah, yeah, others diagnosed. Yeah, yeah. Not clinically.
But, anecdotal. Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. But so I kept telling myself that. And then I got in Gary Keller's mastermind group, and he says, if you want to come in my world, you're going to read. And he made us read books. And so it's like, dang, I'm not showing up not reading this book. I'm going to read it. And so it forced me to change my program. I said, why do I feel this way? And I told myself, I changed my programming from I'm a slow reader and I don't like to read to I like to learn, therefore I do read. And it just took the programming change that changed my thoughts about reading, like, wow, I got excited now because my thoughts positive. And, you know, my actions are positive and my results are positive, and that changed my programming, right? And that's just what we do to coach people through. How do you get through those tough times of I am who I am? Question is, do you want to be that person? Right? We have another saying that you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them.
I like that one. You get to keep them. I think of the scripture that God calls us to capture every thought to Christ. And I think he knew what he was talking about because he knows the power of our thoughts,
yes,
of ourselves and others.
Yes.
And he said,
well, Lonnie, and then.
Go ahead, Dan.
No, go ahead. You finish.
No, I was just, that was kind of the end of my comment is the wisdom of the Lord is so true. You know, we read that many times and we think, what a great idea that is. No, right. That is clear wisdom. if you want to understand the heart of God,
yeah,
that is a promise that he makes, capture every thought to Jesus Christ, right?
That's good. Thanks, Lonnie.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we have the example right before us in Dan Ehara. One of the things I appreciate about Dan is he is processing God's word as God leads him through everyday life, in business, through the challenges, the ups and downs. Lonnie, as your heart has been stirred by listening to Dan, share one thing that in this moment has been an encouragement to you so far.
Yep, for sure. The discussion about our thoughts is so powerful. I remember when we were in the midst of that. But I think as I listen back on it even, one of the things that also stands out and really captures my heart is his willingness to admit shortfall, admit look at failure. Wow, you know, that takes a level of humility, which God calls us to. And humility is not for humility's sake. Humility is for the sake that we can look at our shortfalls, we can assess, we can ask the Lord, give us wisdom, give me wisdom where I fall short, that I might be able to improve for you. And I just love his heart in being able to both admit with shortfalls, take a look at them, ask the Lord for guidance on them. I think that's such a important step. I think we're kind of grazing over right now, but if I listen deeply to him, this is his life.
I want you, dear friend, as Lonnie shares and Dan is sharing from his heart to yours, to remain open, because even in our final segment, there are nuggets of gold, as it were, that are being deposited into our hearts and minds, and we can receive them as from the Lord. EharaTeamHawaii.kw.com. And again, this program is available for you 24/7. At thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dan Ehara, our guest today. Dan is the team leader for the Ehara team with Keller Williams, Honolulu. This is a interview in which you get to hear top 100 realtors in Hawaii. That's Dan, one out of 7,000. He's in the Hall of Fame since 2017. More from him when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives. how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Now, you might have heard the saying, if it is to be, it's up to me. Well, Danny Hara says, no. That's not how he lives. He says, if it is to be, it is up to him. He's pointing to God. He's pointing to Christ. God is his source of ideas, vision, resources, opportunity. And dear friend, God is your. He is the one who opens doors. He is the one who leads and guides by the power of his Spirit. Danny Hara, our guest today, Ihara Team Hawaii. KW.com. This pre-recorded interview that Lani Ka'a'a and I were privileged to share in this time with Dan, we shared with you, continue to open your heart to what the Lord has to say in this final segment. Lani and I will be back in closing. Here's Danny Hara.
That is a promise that he makes, capture every thought to Jesus Christ, right?
That's good. Thanks, Lonnie.
Mm-hmm. Well, in line with that, too, is Romans 12:1-2, but 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, right? Mm-hmm. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. So, like you said, Lonnie, and Dan, There is the vital nature of what we think. Mm-hmm. It has that impact of, mm-hmm. and here we have a divine prescription, as it were, about the importance of what we take in. Mm-hmm. As you talk about business and growth and listening to the Lord, and I think about you and Julie and your family. Danny Hara, how do you, over the years, how have you and Julie been able to balance married life and parenting as your businesses have grown?
You know, I keep saying God knew my perfect partner. Trust me, there's nothing that's perfect, right? And we all have areas we want to work on. But if I were to kind of architecturally design who a partner would be for me, that it would be the one that God designed. Mm-hmm. And he brought an amazingly godly woman next to me. Mm-hmm. Hard, strong woman. Was good matter with everything. A very strong woman. And but very understanding. Mm-hmm. And she just loves the Lord. She's my rock and my prayer warrior, and just an amazing human being that, you know, I don't really give her enough credit for, because I'm moving so fast in so many different things, and she's always been there to support me thick or thin in anything and everything. Mm. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I don't know how she picks up on me.
And I would think too, though, even going back to some disappointing times, mm-hmm. when you've had high hopes, big mm-hmm. dreams, mm-hmm. and you pulled the trigger on things mm-hmm. and they didn't materialize? Mm. How has she supported you in those moments? Because like they say, I mean, we talk about someone who is not just there on the platform when you were speaking in front of 10,000 people. I'm thinking figuratively as she walked through the curtain with you. Mm-hmm. She's been walking through life with you, right? Mm-hmm. When no one knew, when you weren't on the stage, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. when you weren't Danny Hara, mm-hmm. Keller Williams, Honolulu. Mm-hmm. So say more about Julie and those moments.
She's my best mirror I could ever have. Mm-hmm. She's the one that's... very easy for her to show me areas that I need to work on mm-hmm. where others may not want to do that. And that's helped me dramatically. But she's always just been loving and supportive mm-hmm. in everything that I did. When I try to look back at things that we did and didn't work, honestly, I can't find any, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. Everything we built, God's hand was in it, and so was hers. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like if you close your eyes and you see two hands cupped together, right? And it's God's hands and her hands around it. Mm. I don't know how to put a word to it, but it's just so supportive, loving, and also willing to speak truth. Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's kind of the most important thing. I need truth, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because when you move so fast and you do so many different things, you think you have the answer. And you don't know when you're wrong, right? And if nobody tells you you're wrong or you need to work on something, then you never get better, right? Mm-hmm. And God always speaks to her, therefore she speaks to me.
Well, praise God that you listen to her as well.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, all the women in our audience are saying, hallelujah, you listen to her.
Oh, yeah, I'd be a fool not to, because yeah. she's like the one that's wisest people I know.
Mm, that's okay.
Not wise in so many ways. Wise in who she believes I can be. Mm. Wise in what we should be doing. Wise in how we... treat people, mm-hmm. how we run our businesses, mm-hmm. So many different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. You said how you run your businesses. Mm-hmm. So the question is, businesses, talk to us about mm-hmm. your businesses.
So I started in real estate 17 years ago. So we have a real estate business. There's 24 of us, I think, in our team now. So we're a large business. We'll sell 100 something million a year of real estate. We've done, I think, over 1,300 clients we've helped. We're getting close to $1 billion of real estate sales. So that's buying, selling, and investing in real estate. Then we started a company called Senior Move Managers in Declutter, Hawaii, mm-hmm. where we help people with the problem that most older adults have is moving is their stuff. So letting go of it. Mm-hmm. Parting with it, sorting it, moving it, all that. We became the solution in our market where there was no company of its kind. Mm. We've been doing that for 12 years. We've moved over 1,600 families there.
Wow.
From where they are to where they want to go. We started a property management firm called High Property Management, HI. My business partner, Brad Hiranaka, does a fabulous job. He helps us run about 220 doors that we manage there on a property management side. For a lot of our clients are investors, mm. so they want to invest, but they don't want to manage it, so yeah. we take care of that. We started a cleaning company called mm. Clean Home and Yard Hawaii, where we clean the inside and the outside of homes. It originally started as just serving our clients that are selling their homes, because right. we'll sell about 80 to 100 of those a year.
Right.
And we, you know, was more of an internal solution to coordination of things. And then we found that our clients wanted weekly service and mm-hmm. monthly service. So that's growing as well. Interesting thing about that business is the guy that helps me run it is a guy that I've known for 30 something years.
Wow.
We I hung out, and you know, when we first became a Christian, we had these small groups, and then he was a missionary. He moved to Japan. 20 years later, he shows up, and he says, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I asked him some questions, and he said, "Hey, yeah, I'm just looking for something to do." I said, "You want to start a clean company?" "Oh, you know, these Japanese ladies, they say I'm clean really good." I go, "Oh, that's the guy, right?" When a Japanese lady says you're clean,
you're right.
Yeah, you got to be clean. Again. And so, and just the.
Oh, Danny Hara, he's mentioning James Coble, and James is a just wonderful man of God. Dan says a prayer, and we're going to close with his prayer. And after Dan prays, a word from Lonnie, and I'm going to close out the show.
Father God, thank you for today, and thank you for the Good Life Show, Lord, and Danny and Lonnie, Lord. Just thank you for blessing them and empowering it into all their listeners, Lord. We just ask that you reach out for those who are hurting, those who are challenged, those who are stumbling through something in life, Lord. And I just ask that you, Lord, you lean into their heart. You open doors for them to create opportunities such that they can have this quiet time with you, that they can hear you. Because we know that you want to speak to us, Lord. We know that you love us. We know that you want the best for us. Because you have the perfect plan. And we just ask that you help us to be obedient. Obedient to your word. Mm-hmm. And listen. Mm-hmm. And make an difference to those around you in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Such that those around you will see God coming through you. That you'll be the light for those around. We just thank you for this wonderful show, and we ask that you continue to work with those who are feeling down and out or under a challenge or are faced with uncomfortableness, that they open the door to you, Lord, so that you can share your goodness in their life. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lonnie Ka'a, you said you just love his saying, surround yourself with wise counsel. And indeed, Lonnie, we have done that today with Dan Ihara. Compelling words from Dan Ihara, iharateamhawaii.kw.com. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers or your support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. And I want to thank you in advance. James 2:26, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dan Ihara, iharateamhawaii.kw.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, and guest coordinator Jan Yi, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.